وصلى الله على النبي الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. The topic for this day is Dawa Ethics. Ethics means moral principles or standard of conduct. This is ethics. So Dawa work requires a special ethics, a special kind of ethics, a special of kind of conduct. I can say that all other kind of ethics are based on bilateral concept, that is give and take concept. It is said that in giving that we receive, so this is bilateral. So all other concept of ethics are based on bilateralism. This is based on give and take principle. But Dawa ethics is based on unilateralism. On unilateral principle. That is, thy has no right, only duties. This is unilateral ethics. In this sense, the Prophet Jesus has said, love your enemy. It means that you have no right to take your enemy as enemy. Love your enemy means you means thy. Every prophet was thy. Dayan ilallahi bejnahi was rajam munira. Every prophet was thy messenger. So this is the conduct of thy. Love your enemy means thy has no right to take enemy as an enemy. Thy must take his enemy as a madhu. This is Dawa ethics. Then in the chapter Al-Qalam in the Quran, God Almighty says about the Prophet of Islam, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on a sublime character. Your character is a sublime character, that is elevated character. Your character is elevated character. It is not based on give and take. It is based on unilateral ethics. So you are not allowed to take your enemy as your enemy. You have to take it as a madhu. In case of madhu, thy has no right. Here the well-known principle is applicable that customer is always right. You know, among business community, it is an accepted formula that customer is always right. So in Dawa ethics, this is the formula also applicable in Dawa ethics. That madhu is always right. This is Dawa ethics. Without this kind of mind, you cannot do Dawa work. Dawa work is to convey the message of God to all mankind. This is Dawa work. So all other issues are man versus man issue. in all movements, all those political movements and social movements and economic movements and freedom movement, all those movements were based on man versus man concept. But Dawa movement or Dawa ethics is based on God versus man concept. So in other movements, in other ideologies, you represent a group, you represent exploited as against two exploiters. This is man versus man concept. So all other ideologies are based on man versus man concept. But Dawa work is not. Dawa work is based on God versus man concept. So here Dai has no right, no protest, no complaint, no procession. No, no, not at all. Quran says, لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. It means that do good deed in return for bad deed, and you will see that your enemy has become your dearest friend. In other words, Quran says that do dawa work in return for enmity. Do dawa work in return for enmity, in return for conspiracy. Do dawa work in return for conspiracy. Do dawa work in return for zulm. Do dawa work in return for enmity. Do dawa work in return for atrocities. And then you will see that your enemy has become your dearest friend. That is, your enemy has become your brother, has accepted your ideology. This is dawa work. So all other ideologies based on we and they concept. We and they. All other ideologies, all political ideologies, or social ideologies, or economic ideologies, all other ideologies are based on the concept, on we and they concept. But Dawa ideology is not based on this kind of ideology. Dawa ideology is based on God versus man concept. At one side, there is God Almighty. The other side, all mankind, without any difference. All are our sisters and brothers. All are our Madhu. This is the Dawa ethics. So Quran says, إِنَّكَ لَا لَا خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on sublime character. It means that your character is an elevated character. Reaction is not the method of Dai. Dai don't know reaction. Only positive behavior. Otherwise, there is no dawa work. So, dawa is not a debate. Dawa is not a jihad. Dawa is not a fighting. Dawa is not showing your pride. Dawa is a is a noble duty, a peaceful duty, a duty full of compassion, full of love. There is a verse in the Quran, Ana lakum nasahun amin. In this verse, there are two words, nasah and amin. Nasah means well-wisher. Nasah means N-A-S-I-H, nasah. This is the word of the Prophet. Ana lakum nasahun amin. And the Prophet said to his people, I am your Nase and Amin. Nase means well-wisher and Amin means honest. So, here honest means I am conveying the same message which I have received from God without any alteration, without slightest alteration. Here, Amin means, Amin or honest means that I am a messenger of God, I am a Dai, and I am conveying to you the same message which I have received from God without slightest alteration. This is Amin. Then Prophet said, Nase, I am Nase. Nase means well-wisher. That is, I am your well-wisher. What I am doing is out of well-wishing. In another verse, Quran says that Prophet said to his people, La as'alukum alayhi min ajr. La Asalukum alayhi min ajr. I don't ask any wages from you. It means that I have no interest. I have no personal interest. What I'm doing is out of compassion. What I am doing is completely I am doing on out of compassion. Nase. Nase means compassionate, well-wisher. So this is the spirit of Dai. There is a verse in the Quran about the prophets. Prophets were Dai. We are also Dai. We are not prophet, but we are Dai. So Dawah is common. Dawah is common between Dai and Prophet. So Prophet, all the Prophets were Dai. And we are also Dai. So the Quran says, Rusulan mubashirin wa munzirin li Allah yakuna linnas ala Allah hujjatan ba'da ar-rusul. It means that God sent prophets, messengers to warn the peoples and give them good tidings so that they have no excuse before God. This is the purpose of Dawah. Here you can see what is the purpose of Dawah. God created man and settled on this earth as a test. So present world is a testing ground. And after this test, we will be present before God. And God will decide our future according to our record. So this is the crucial position of man on this world, that we are on the test. We have to qualify, we have to be very cautious, very, very cautious. According to our record in this world, we will be treated in the other world. So there are two ends. One is hell and one is paradise. The successful person will be rewarded paradise, and all others will be thrown into hell. So it is this reality, this creation plan of God, which we have to convey to all mankind. This is the duty of a Dai. It's a very serious duty. So if you have any kind of personal interest, then it is bound to create controversy between you and Dai. If you want some land, if you want some business interest, if you want to capture some country, in any kind of material interest, then you and Madhu will go to fighting, and the relationship between Dai and Madhu will be jeopardized. So it requires normalcy, normal relationship between Dai and Madhu. Otherwise, there is no dawa work. So due to this reason, Dai has no right, only duty. The only culture of Dai is patience, sabr. In the first chapter of the Quran, the first chapter revealed upon the Prophet was Al-Muddassir. In this first chapter, Ya Al-Muddassir Qum Fanzir. Then it says, Wa Rabbika Fasbir. Do the work and be patient and keep patience. Do dawa work and keep patience. Do dawa work and keep patience. This is the dawa ethics. In nutshell, this is the dawa ethics. Do dawa work and keep patience. You are not allowed to go to provocation, to be impatient, to be intolerant, to be violent. All these things are taboo in the religion of Dawah. Prophet Jesus has said that give to Caesar what is due to Caesar and give to God what is due to God. So some Muslims try to ridicule it, that it is cowardice, it is submission. No, our religion is based on jihad. But it is wrong. Prophet of Islam also has said the same, has joined the same. You can read this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, that referring to Caesar, what said Jesus Christ referring to Caesar? Caesar was king of that time. So Prophet of Islam referring to rulers says, Addu ilayhim haqqahum wa sarullah haqqakum. Same teaching, almost the same wording. Prophet Jesus said that give to Caesar what is due to Caesar, give to God what is due to God. And Prophet Islam has said, Addu ilayhim haqqahum wa sarullah haqqakum. It means that give their rights and ask Ask your rights from God. Ask your rights from God. The same wording. Addu ilayhim haqqahum wasalullah haqqakum. Prophet Jesus has said that if one takes away your shirt, give him your coat as well. If one takes away your shirt, give him your coat as well. Some Muslim try to ridicule this teaching and say that we are mujahid. Our culture is jihad. It is submission, it is cowardice. No, it is wrong. The same ethics was, the same ethics also is for Muslims. Prophet of Islam has given us the same teachings, exactly the same teachings. I will give an example. When Prophet of Islam migrated from Mecca to Medina, so other companions also migrated from Mecca to Medina to settle over there. Then, after the migration of Prophet, one companion, his name was Suhaib Rumi. Suhaib Rumi, he was a companion of the Prophet. So he wanted to go to Mecca. Then he wanted to leave Mecca. The people, that is Quraysh objected. Quraysh were leader of Mecca at that time. So Quraysh objected. We will not allow you to leave Mecca and settle in Medina. So he said, Suhaib Rumi, he said that perhaps you want my dinar. Dinar means golden coin. So if I give you these dinars, will you allow me? They said yes. So Suhaib Rumi was carrying some dinar, that is golden coin, a gold coin. So he gave them all these dinars and they said, go. Okay, you can go. So then he migrated from Mecca and reached to Medina. When he reached Medina, Prophet of Islam said, he never said that is what cowardice. You have to fight against your right. No. He never said like this. He said, Rabbi Ha Suhaib. It means, the business of Suhaib was successful, fruitful. The business of Suhaib was very good. So he affirmed, he endorsed and said, you are right. You see that what said Prophet Jesus, the same said Prophet Muhammad also. There is no difference at all. Why? Because this is the ethics of Dai. Ethics of Dai is based on unilateralism. Unilateralism. Dai always try to avoid all those controversy between Dai and Madhu. This is the basic principle of Dawa. Dai always tries to avoid any kind of controversy between Dai and Madhu, only to establish normalcy. Without normalcy, there is no dawa work. So Dai always adopts unilateral ethics. Without this kind of unilateral ethics, you cannot do dawa work. Dawa work is impossible. Dawa work is impossible. Dawa work is not fighting. It's not debate. Dawa work is not debate. In dawa work, you cannot say that knock them out. You cannot say that bulldoze them all. If you are a dai, you cannot say that knock them out, bulldoze them all. Dai cannot afford this kind of language. Yesterday I received a telephone call from a foreign country, from an European country. A Muslim, an educated Muslim, said on the telephone that I have read all those literatures published by Muslim thinkers and reformers in our present age, but I was dissatisfied because in these literature Islam is depicted as deen of jihad, legend of fighting. So I was perturbed how we can live in a world, in this world, with this mind. So I was dissatisfied. Always I said in my mind that if this is Islam, then it's irrelevant in our present world. Now people want religion of peace. Or we are presenting religion of fighting. No one is going to accept this kind of religion. So he said that, then I read your literature. After reading your literature and your magazine, I was quite satisfied. Here I discovered that Islam is a religion of peace. Now, why this kind of situation? Why Muslims became violent? Why Muslims are fighting? The reason is that present Muslims fail to understand that what is Dawa culture, what is Dawa ethics. They fail to understand. They know only community culture. They know religion of community, but they don't know the religion of Dawa. Here I want to point out a very, very important aspect. The problem is that present world was created as test. So due to this test, God has given freedom to all men, to every man and woman. Every man and woman is free. So freedom means also freedom. If you have freedom, then you have also freedom to misuse your freedom. So due to this misuse of freedom, there are problems. Problems, problems, problems. These problems are not created by some so-called conspirator, so-called exploiter. No, it is part of nature. It is part of the creation plan of God. There is a verse in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created man in hardship. we created man in hardship. So hardship is a part of life. Hardship and problem, all these things are part of life. So these Muslims fail to understand that we have to avoid all these hardships. We have to avoid all these problems. Otherwise, you cannot do the work. Only other leaders can afford this kind of fighting. Other worldly leaders can afford this kind of fighting, this kind of violence. But Dai cannot afford. Every Muslim is a Dai. Every Muslim is a Dai. So Muslim cannot afford this kind of fighting. Every Muslim is a Dai. So he must avoid all these so-called zulm, so-called conspiracy, so-called problem, so that he may be able to convey the message of God to all mankind. Otherwise, he cannot convey. Everything will be jeopardized. Here I would like to clear one point more. At present, Muslim scholars believe that Dawah work is a farz alal kafaya. It is not farz ayn. You know, there are two kind of farz. Farz means obligation, duty. So if you read fiqh, you will find that there are two kind of farz. Farz kifaya, farz ayn. Farz ayn means that is required by every person. Farz ayn is that farz that is required by every person, every person, every person. But farz kifaya means if someone perform that duty, then others are free not to do that work. So they think, they believe that Dawah is farz kifaya, but it's wrong. Dawah is farz ayn for every man, every Muslim, for every Muslim, every Muslima, every Muslim. There is no exception. Because you know there is a verse in the Quran that Muslims, that is Ummat Muhammadi, will be given double reward in the hereafter. Ajrahum Barratain. That Muslims, that is Ummat Muhammadi, will be given double reward in the paradise. Why this double reward? Is that due to fadila? Due to superiority? No. God has no special relationship to any community. In the eyes of God, everyone is equal. There is no special relationship. It is wrong to believe like this. So this double reward is not due to fazilat or superiority. No. It is because Muslims have double duty. Double duty. What is the double duty? You know, before Prophet of Islam, before Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the duty of Dawah was performed by living prophets. So there are two periods of Dawah, pre-Muhammad or post-Muhammad. In post-Muhammad period, every time there were living prophets. During pre-Muhammad period, every time there were living prophets. So these living prophets were doing the work. It was duty of prophets and not their followers. But now you know Prophet Muhammad was the final prophet. Prophet Muhammad was the final prophet. There is no prophet after Muhammad. La Nabi Abadi. Now there is no prophet after Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now who will perform this duty of Dawah? In pre-Muhammad period, living prophets were performing the duty of Dawah. And now, who is going to perform this duty of Dawah? It is upon the Ummat Muhammad, the followers of Muhammad. Followers of Muhammad have to perform Dawah work. So followers of Muhammad have two duty. One, to follow in their life, to follow Islam in their life, and then to convey Islam to all mankind. To following and conveying, there are two duties. So because of this double duty, they are promised double reward. Because of this double duty, they are promised of double reward. So every Muslim, it is duty of every Muslim. It is farz ain to do dawah work. So every Muslim is da'i. Every Muslim is da'i. It is farz ain. It is very important to understand this point.